Good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well today. Yesterday, on July 4th, my family and I went to watch the local fireworks show in Rome. As always, we had a good time watching the splendor and grandeur of the fireworks show. However, during the fireworks show, I started thinking about the many mass shootings that have occurred all too often in our country. During last night's fireworks, I heard the many booms and loud noises as the fireworks went off, and I looked around at the crowd that was enjoying themselves. I saw the smiling faces, the laughter, and I thought to myself, what if some of these loud noises were gunshots and not fireworks? What if those present suddenly found themselves in a life and death situation where an evil person was randomly shooting and killing people? When I thought about this, I said a silent prayer for protection. Friends, as we are certainly aware, we live in a dangerous society. We live in an evil society. But brethren, so have other Christians been living in evil societies and situations all through history. Paul told the Christians at the Ephesian church in chapter 6, verse 12, that their struggle was not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil. Friends, we are certainly in a battle against evil in this world. I think there's little doubt about that based on what's going on in the world and what we see. So, as Christians, what are we to do? In verses 13 through 17, Paul encourages Christians to put on the full armor of God, which includes the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Paul further stated in verse 18, be alert and always keep on praying for all of God's people. Paul gave similar instructions in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, where he said, quote, pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people. Yes, unfortunately, we live in an evil, dangerous world. And, as with many difficult situations in life, prayer is usually the most productive and certainly the most appropriate action we can take. Now, with that thought in mind, let us pray. Father God, we ask for your protection from evil, not only those close to us, but for all of your people, wherever they may be. Amen.